in these days of immediate preparation for the birth of Jesus this Christmas, in just a few days, Holy Mother Church draws our attention to the second joyful mystery of the Most Holy Rosary, the Visitation, because the second joyful mystery of the Most Holy Rosary leads to the third joyful mystery, which is the birth of Christ. Okay. In fact, in yesterday's liturgy, we had the first joyful mystery. Today we have the second joyful mystery. In a few days, we will be entering really and truly into the mystery of Jesus being born for us in the third joyful mystery. So the church gives us the visitation to prepare us for the visitation of Jesus at Christmas. And the real question for all of you is, are you prepared for the Lord's visitation this Christmas? Let's be honest, we're not yet prepared. I'm sure we've made some preparations. That's what the whole holy season of Advent is about, preparing the way of the Lord. But right now, with the immediate preparation at hand, we should cast ourselves at the feet of Jesus and ask him, prepare our hearts to make room for you, that you may find what you're looking for when you arrive. May my heart be expanded to be welcoming, to be warm, to be loving, to be receptive, because you're going to come and change my life in a real way in just a few short days. Now, one of the ways to prepare, in addition to the first two joyful mysteries of the Rosary, is to enter into the Word of God. We heard Blessed Virgin Mary, filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaiming three blessings. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, and blessed are you who believed that the Word of God would be fulfilled. Let's spend time in the Word of God in these next few days. We should spend it in the Word of God. Our whole lives should be spent in the Word of God. But in these next few days, because Jesus is the Word of God, and in a few days this Word of God is going to make himself visible to the whole world at his birth. Okay? And so, believe the Word of God that it's going to be fulfilled, that he is coming to you, Emmanuel, God with us. Now, sometimes when you go into the Word of God, as you heard in the first reading, it's like looking through the lattices. You don't see everything so clearly, but you do see that God is present. You see, God is coming to us to be born for us. He's actually coming to seek us. He's coming to call us. He's coming to be present to us. He's coming to assist us, to protect us, to teach us, to nourish us, to give us all kinds of blessings. Let us prepare well. Now, the Lord comes to us in every holy sacrifice of the Mass in the Most Holy Eucharist. Prepare to receive our Lord right now, spiritually, if you're at home, for a spiritual communion. This is how we prepare for the Lord every day, but in a special way for this Christmas. Think of the ways to prepare to receive the Lord. The Lord visits us many days and many times each and every day. And so look for him, prepare well, and you will receive. Let's ask the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, in a special way, Saint Joseph, the head of the Holy Family, that we may accompany the Holy Family in their journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. They're on their way right now. Let's join them, but let's make room in our hearts to receive the gift of God's only begotten Son, the Savior of the world, our King and our Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.